Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. While it wasn't all about ice fishing at Agronomy on Ice near Devil's Lake yesterday, McCarran Farm Talk, broadcasting live from there, had a chance to check in with Rob Sharkey, the shark farmer.
Well, yes, the shark farmer is here every Tuesday night on RFD TV, is it?
Yeah, every Tuesday night, 8:30 Central, Shark Farmer TV.
Are you doing an episode from Agronomy on Ice?
We're doing a lot of filming here. We've got our cameraman from RFD TV, Brian, is here, and Emily and I are doing lots of interviews. It's a perfect thing to do because you can jump in these ice castles and you've got people trapped and they can't get away. Because once we set our stuff up, they can't get around it. Right. So then we say, hey, do you want to do an interview? They say, no. I said, well, I guess you're not leaving.
Yeah. That's a, well, not volunteer. Yeah. They're coerced.
Voluntold.
That's how it works. Well, the shark farmer, to maybe someone's surprise, you're an actual farmer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We raise corn and soybeans, about 2,000 acres in Illinois. It's just myself. I do have a full-time hired man. And then my oldest son he's come back. He with COVID, you know, I think he's going to go find a different job. This is bad because I want him to go off. That was always a thing. I never wanted a kid to come back without going to try something new. COVID messed everything up, so he came and he's helping. And now I'm going into planting season going, oh, you know, it'd be kind of nice if he just stayed on.
Drive that tractor, which is probably the best job on the farm, of course.
I enjoy it. They never let me do it.
Yeah. Now, South Central Illinois or the?
No, it's more towards the north. So Peoria, Illinois, we're an hour north of there. So
okay.
It's 20 minutes off of I-80 on about the middle of the state.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And you guys had a pretty decent fall, too? I mean, the other question I got, though, is tar spot. Did that hammer you guys or did that not in the area?
It did. I can't say that it hit us too bad, but we got into a couple fields and, you know, realized the stickiness and that. But for the most part, it wasn't our best year, but it was right up there.
Wow. That is a disease. Everything else seems to start in Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, and move north.
Yeah, like, you know, it's our politicians. They start it. Don't blame us.
Okay. We blame the meteorologists. Blame the weather.
You know? Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
Blame the radio. Yes.
You bet. As everything moves north, though, that's a disease that very likely we'll have to deal with here in years to come, this far north even.
I hope not. I hope you guys don't have to deal with it. You know, we're blessed with a lot of good things, the rain that we need, the topsoil that we need. So, yeah, it starts around us and goes elsewhere.
You are the shark farmer.
Mm-hmm.
So we think shark. We think stealth and intuitive and alpha. So you got your fertilizer yet?
Yes. That I did.
Oh, good.
I think we've got our chemicals. I don't physically possess them yet, but we bought our fertilizer early, not because I'm smart, just because I'm lucky this year.
And more corn, more beans, or are you 50-50 and that's the way it's always going to be?
I'm 50-50. I've got a farm. I wasn't real sure if it was going to get sold, so we didn't put fall anhydrous on. Yeah, we might go back to beans on that one, just because I don't have that the anhydrous, the nitrogen bought for that farm anyway. Yeah.
This is Inside Agriculture.